over to the US, where we're joined by Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, to discuss President Trump. You heard that China, China, China earlier from him. And he seems to be, Simon, on the cusp of a new trade war with China.
I think absolutely that's right, Kevin. I mean, I think not on the cusp of it. I think we are in a trade war at this point with China. It's always particularly difficult to know exactly when a trade war begins. It's not like a declaration of physical war between two nations. But within the last 48 hours, you've had President Trump imposing taxes on $200 billion of Chinese goods, and the Chinese retaliating with fresh tariffs on another $60 billion of goods, many of them targeting industries that the Chinese know helped fuel Donald Trump's election win back in 2016, particularly the farms out in those states to the west of the country, the Rust Belt states, and machinery items. The Chinese know what they're doing in attacking specific key areas of the sector, of the economic sector, with precision, and they know that is going to damage President Trump's standing with those voters who supported him in 2016 the longer this goes on. So President Trump's message to them, and he voiced this here yesterday, was you've got to continue to be patient. We will eventually win this trade war. Economists are not entirely convinced by that. And you know that sound clip you played there, Kevin, of President Trump saying China, China, China. There is a broader strategy against Beijing that the president is pursuing now than simply trade. China is once again a whipping boy for the White House that the president blames for a variety of America's problems, including even the difficulties that the United States has faced prodding the North Korean denuclearization issue that you were talking about earlier in the hour further down the road. So, look, this is another grave turn in the relationship between Washington and Beijing.
Simon, trade wars tend to be disastrous for everybody involved financially. Does he have a political strategy? Does it play well with his base in the USA? Is that why he's doing it?
Oh, that is entirely why he's doing it. And he's doing it, to be fair to Donald Trump, because he told the voters that that is what he is going to do. He used shockingly violent rhetoric on the campaign trail, accusing China of raping the United States. He said exactly the same thing again yesterday, not using that kind of language, but basically saying everybody's been taking America for a ride, including, by the way, the European Union. And that ride stops now. He believes that kind of populist, nationalist, protectionist talk on trade plays very well in those parts of the country where undoubtedly large numbers of voters were not feeling the impact of the economic recovery that former President Barack Obama claims that he put into force.
Okay, thank you very much, Simon. That's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.